Stefan Hessel, it's important to hear, I think, from someone from the World War II generation, because right now we're in a can't-do moment. When the world gets together in Mexico or in Copenhagen to talk about climate change, everybody spends 2 weeks fretting about it and then goes home with not that much accomplished. The big things, like rebuilding a Europe in ruins, decolonizing Africa and Asia, they were done, and they seemed impossible. But we seem to be afraid to take on the big things today.
You're quite right. That is what I look at with some concern. I say too many people are indifferent. Too many people say, what goes on? I can't do anything about it. It's perhaps not going in the right direction, but how do I judge? Let's not be active. I say that is exactly the wrong approach. If you take that approach, you do not remain a solid human being as you might, a citizen of the world with some sense of responsibility for what has to be done. And I find that when I speak with the youngsters now and I tell them it is possible to change these things that appear now, they're perhaps not so easily recognized as in our days was Nazism, fascism, or Stalinism, but they're just as dangerous. The way in which lobbies on the financial side, capitalists, market economies without regulation, the way they really oppress our governments in a way that they cannot cope with them. There is a problem that you must try to work against. And when I suddenly see that in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Syria, and elsewhere, young people take it upon themselves in a peaceful way, non-violent, but to say we must get rid of what is not acceptable, I say that is the good beginning. When I see what's happening these days in Wall Street, I am interested. When I see what happens in Israel on Russell Boulevard, I say, hey, these are young people who do not want things to continue the way they do. That's good. That's what one should support. But one must, of course, give it some horizon. And my little book is not opening the horizon. It's trying to open doors, but you have to go further. And there you have to come to books like the book by Edgar Morin, which he has called La Voix, The Way. There he explains how at the present stage of history, of human history, there is a threshold to be overcome. We have to get into a new world, differently based on ethics and not anymore only on profit, on egotistic selfishness by corporations. That we must overcome. And the young generation should find as at the motive for their mobilization, this thing to do.
The book, Time for Outrage, Indignez-vous. Stefan Hessel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.